GW Micro said they were pleased to announce the launch of WindowEyes 4.5 Service Pack 1 in a press release issued Tuesday. The Service Pack, independent of copy protection or localized language, may only be installed over WindowEyes 4.5 standard or professional versions. The Service Pack is not suitable for versions of WindowEyes prior to 4.5. This latest release from GW Micro addresses a number of problems identified using the error reporting feature new in 4.5. The Service Pack addresses a number of startup issues under Windows 2000 XP or 2003. In addition, the Service Pack fixes a small glitch with page reloading in MSAA mode. The press release goes on to highlight other improvements, including performance increases most noticeable in the Windows XP search for files and folders dialog, corrections to problems with changing speech synthesizer, Citrix client detection, and other general performance enhancements. For the complete list of enhancements, WindowEyes 4.5 users should visit www.gwmicro.com/upgrade. Questions or comments regarding WindowEyes 4.5 Service Pack 1 should be directed to GW Micro's technical support department, either by phone on 260-489-3671 or via email to support@gwmicro.com.
Hi, I'm Carlos, here with our third and final segment of our overview and what's new in WindowEyes version 4.5. In this final segment, we'll take a look at how to use WindowEyes in a remote desktop environment. But what exactly is remote desktop? Remote desktop allows you to configure computer A with all your programs and files and settings, set it up as a server, and go away to computer B, log into computer A, and use your programs and files on computer A from computer B, just as if you were sitting at computer A. Now hopefully all that makes sense. Maybe it'll make sense more once we start doing all this, but WindowEyes 4.5 now allows you to have speech in this type of environment. For this demonstration, I'll refer to the computer that we are logging into as the server computer, although it's not a server as you typically think of it, but in this session, it's the server side of our session, and the computer that we are going to log in with as the client computer. Remote desktop is only supported in Windows 2000 Server, Windows XP Professional, and Windows Server 2003 as a server. However, you can use any other flavor of Windows as the client side. For example, you can use Windows 98 to log into a Windows XP Professional computer. Right now, I'm sitting at my machine running Windows XP Professional with WindowEyes 4.5 installed. We're currently at our desktop, and we need to set this computer up to accept remote desktop connections. So first of all, I'm going to access my start menu, just so you know I have my Windows start menu here set to the classic start menu. That way, those of you with Windows 2000 can follow along as well, if you wish. First of all, we need to configure this machine to accept remote desktop connections. We need to do this through the system preferences. Now there's multiple ways of getting there, but I'm going to go through the start menu and access it through the control panel, just so that those of you with various versions of Windows can follow along. So I'm going to hit the Windows key to access the start menu.
Start menu.
We'll press S.
S. Set program access and defaults.
Looking for settings, so let's press S again.
S. Settings pull down.
And we'll press Enter.
C. Control panel.
And we want the control panel, so we'll press Enter again.
Menu closed. Control panel. List view. Accessibility options. Comments. Adjust your computer settings for vision, hearing, and mobility. 1 of 29. No selected item.
Okie dokie. Now we're in our control panel, where we're looking for system. So we'll press S.
S. Scanners and cameras.
That's
comments.
Not it.
S. Scheduled tasks.
Nope.
S. Sounds and audio devices.
Nope.
S. Speech. Comments.
Nope.
S. Semantic level update. S. System. Comments. See
there
information
we go.
About your computer system and
change
settings
for
hardware, performance, and automatic updates. 27.
So I'm set. We'll go ahead and press Enter.
Tab Control. General. 1 of 7. Property Sheet. Dialog. System Properties.
All right. I failed to mention that in order to access the options that we're about to look at, you need to be logged in to your server machine, again being Windows 2000, Windows XP Professional, or Windows 2003 Server, as administrator or an account with administrator privileges. I'm logged in with an account named Carlos, that's me, with administrator privileges, so I'll be able to access these settings that I'm looking for. If you don't have administrator privileges or you're not logged in as administrator, you'll only see probably 4 or 5 tabs. You won't see all 7 tabs here. That's why that's important. We're interested in the very last tab, so we'll just press the right arrow key until we access the 7th tab.
Computer name, 2 of 7. Hardware, 3 of 7. Advanced, 4 of 7. System restore, 5 of 7. Automatic updates, remote, 7 of 7.
And here we are at the remote tab, the 7th tab in this property sheet, and I did that by pressing the right arrow key and the tab control. Now we'll press tab.
Checkbox, unchecked, remote assistance, R allow remote assistance invitations to present from this computer.
Here's where we can enable remote assistance, and WindowWise does not support this, at least at this time. Let's continue to tab.
Link, learn more about remote assistance. Checkbox, unchecked, remote desktop, see allow users to connect remotely to this computer.
Now here is a checkbox which will allow us to allow users to log into this computer through a remote desktop session. Now we do need to enable this feature, so we'll press the space bar to check this checkbox.
Space, checked, button, okay, dialogue, remote sessions, some local accounts might not have passwords. Accounts used for remote connections must have passwords. If you are using internet connection sharing or a personal firewall, the correct port must be open to enable remote connections. For more information, visit the Help and Support Center. Default, button, okay.
Alrighty, so we'll just press enter to accept this message and make it go away.
Checkbox, checked, remote desktop.
It's all fine with this.
Remotely with this computer. Property sheet.
And we're back to our property sheet. Now we need to let Windows XP Professional here know which accounts we want to allow to log in through remote desktop. So let's tab again.
Link, learn more about remote desktop. Button, add select remote users. Dialog.
And we'll press enter here.
List view. The users listed below can connect to this computer, and any members of the administrator's group can connect even if they are not listed. No selected item. Dialog. Remote desktop users.
Now let's read this window with Control-Shift-W. That's the WindowWise command to read this entire window.
Remote desktop users. The users listed below can connect to this computer, and any members of the administrator's group can connect even if they are not listed. Carlos already has access. Button. D-add. Dialog. Button. R-remove. To create new user accounts or add users to other groups, go to Control. Panel and open user accounts. Button. OK. Button. Cancel.
Okay, so it said that my account, Carlos, already has access because it's a member of the administrators group. But just for example's sake, we'll go ahead and add my account anyway. Let's make sure there's nothing here in this list here.
No selected item.
Nope, there's nothing in this list box. So we'll press tab to the add button.
Button. De-add. Dialog.
And we'll press the space bar.
Space. Rich edit. Enter the object names to select. Dialog. Select users.
And this is where we can type in the name of the account that we wish to add to the list to be allowed to log in through remote desktop connections. So I'll go ahead and type the account name of Carlos.
C-A-R-L-O-S.
And press tab.
Button. See check names.
And press the space bar.
Space. Rich edit. Enter the object names to select. Derek Carlos.
And now it came up with the name. Derek Carlos. Derek is the computer name, and Carlos is my account name. So let's go ahead and tab again.
Button. See check names. Button. Advanced. Button. Okay.
And we'll press enter.
Button. De-add. Dialog. Dialog. Remote
now
desktop
we can shift tab.
List view. The users listed below can connect to this computer, and any members
and
of the
we'll use our arrow keys here.
Carlos. 1 of 1.
And we have successfully added the account Carlos to the list of usernames that can log in with remote desktop. Now we'll tab to the OK button and close this dialog.
Button. De-add. Button. R-remove. Link. To create new button. OK.
And we'll press enter.
Button. Add select remote users. Dialog. Property sheet. Dialog.
And we'll silence the speech here. We're back to our property sheet in the remote tab. So now we just press tab until we get to OK again, and then we'll press enter.
Button. OK.
And press enter here.
Control panel, list view, system, comments.
There. Now we have successfully informed Windows that the account named Carlos is allowed to log in using the remote desktop connection. Now we need to make some configuration changes to WindowWise itself. So let's access the start menu with the Windows key.
Start menu.
And we'll press P for programs. Again, I'm in the classic start menu.
P. Programs pull down. A. Accessories pull down. A. Accessories pull down.
Now, let's press W to access the WindowWise group.
W. WindowWise pull down.
And we'll press enter.
A. Advanced options pull down.
And here are the advanced options menu. We'll press enter here.
V, video support maintenance. V, video support maintenance.
And we need to access the video support maintenance dialog, and so we'll press enter.
Menu closed. Button. And no. Dialog. For advanced users only. Warning, the following utility should only be used by advanced users. If you attempt to modify your current video settings, with a proper knowledge of Windows Eyes video support, you could cause speech to stop working. Are you sure you want to? Continue. Button. Why, yes. Default. Button. And no.
So we'll press Y, because we do need to make video support changes for a remote desktop session.
Y. Button. Cancel. Dialog. Windows Eyes video support. Button. Disable main video support. Button. Enable Citrix Ica video support. Button. Enable Microsoft RDP video support. Default. Button. Cancel.
So here we are in a dialog where we can disable. Currently our main video support is enabled, and we don't want to do that, or else we won't have speech during our session here. Only time you'd ever really want to do that is if you're installing a new video card or updating some video drivers or something of that nature. So you really don't want to mess with that unless you really got a handle on what you're doing. Let's go ahead and press Tab.
Button. Disable main video support.
Tab again.
Button. Enable Citrix Ica video support.
We want to tab again.
Button. Enable Microsoft RDP video support.
Enable Microsoft RDP remote desktop video support. We'll press the space bar here.
Space. Dialog. Enable video support. Default. Button. Y, yes. Button. And no. Button. Cancel. Button. Y, yes.
And we do want to enable this, so we'll press Y for yes.
Y. Button. Okay. Dialog. Enable video support. Microsoft RDP video support has been enabled. You must reset your system for these changes to take effect. Default. Button. Okay.
Okay, so we've been informed that the changes have been made and we need to restart our system before they can take effect. We'll press Enter just to close the dialog. It won't restart here just by pressing Enter.
Control panel. List view. System. Comments. See information about your computer system and change settings for hardware performance.
And now we're back to the control panel, which I never closed. We can close that with Alt F4.
Desktop. List view. My documents. 1 of 16. No selected item.
So I'll restart the computer, and due to the magic of recording, I'll be back in a flash. Okay, we're back. Now, one other thing we need to do here on the server side, on our Windows XP Professional side here, is to make sure that WindowWise will start automatically once we log onto the computer. Let's go to the WindowWise control panel with control backslash.
WindowWise active port 60.00.
And we'll press Alt F.
F. Menu closed. Open.
Now we're in the file menu, and we can press R.
R. Menu closed. List box. Off. 1 of 4. Dialog.
Now I'm
select
going to choose after startup current user.
Before startup. 2. After startup current user. 3 of 4.
And press Enter.
WindowWise active port 60.000 associated for Jerry 60.00.
Okay. So now we can move over to the client side of things. Now I have a laptop computer up and running with Windows XP Home. Now keep in mind that everything I do here on this laptop is identical no matter what flavor of Windows you're running. However, if you're running Windows 9X, that's Windows 95, 98, or Millennium, you'll have to go download the client software for remote desktop, and GW Micro actually has it on their support page at www.gwmicro.com/support. That's www.gwmicro.com/support. And once you download and install the client software for remote desktop, everything is going to be the same. The location of the program, everything is going to be identical. But if you're using, like I am, Windows XP Home, or even Windows XP Professional, the client software for remote desktop is already installed. So I'm sitting at the desktop on the laptop, and we'll go to the Start menu. We need to open the remote desktop client software. So I'm going to press my Start menu here. And I'm using Eloquence here on the laptop just so that you can tell the difference on which is which as far as the laptop and once we get logged into the remote desktop computer running Windows XP Pro. But anyway, now I need to access the Programs menu. I'll hit P.
Accessible games pull down.
And we need to arrow down to Accessories. And press Enter.
Accessibility pull down.
And what we need is in the Communications menu. So we'll press C. And press Enter.
F-fax pull down.
And it's called Remote Desktop. We'll arrow up. There it is, Remote Desktop Connection. And we'll press Enter here. Like, I'll silence the speech. What happens is the program opens and your focus is on the combo edit box where you can type in the IP address of the computer that you're logging into. Now, I'm running on a home network, so these IP addresses won't apply to any other computer outside of the home here. Let's first of all explore the options available to us in this remote desktop connections program. Let's press tab.
Button to connect.
We have a button, which the shortcut is N for connect. Press tab again.
Button cancel.
We have a cancel button. Press tab again.
Button help.
We have a help button.
Button options.
We have an options button. I'll silence that speech, but we're back around to our combo edit box where we can type in the IP address of the computer that we're logging into. The most important thing at this point is the options button. Let's go ahead and tab to the options button.
Button connect, button cancel, button page help, button for options.
And we'll press the space bar.
Space.
Now, just by doing that, you really can't tell that anything happened, but actually what happened is we have a whole bunch of options now available to us that we didn't have before. Let's tab.
Tab control, general window 5.
Now, this is actually the general tab that we're in. We'll keep tabbing.
Combo edit box, see computer top window 5.
We are back into the combo box where we can type in the IP address. We'll tab again.
Edit box, username, Carlos.
And we are in an edit box where we can type in a username, which my username for this demonstration is Carlos. We can tab again, and we have the password. Now, keep in mind that in order to accept remote desktop connections from your Windows XP Professional computer, the account you're logging in with needs to have a password. If you don't enter your password in the remote desktop connections client software, you won't have speech as you're prompted for a password. However, if you enter your password here, the client will pass your username and password along to the server side of this connection, and you'll log right in. If you're comfortable enough with typing a password without speech, then you don't need to enter a password in here. You can just go to the combo box to type in your IP address you're connecting to, and then hit connect. However, depending on what happens, you won't see any prompts if you mistype the password. You won't have access to anything of that nature. So I recommend typing in your password and username in this client software here, and then go to connect and allow it to pass the password and username along to the server side of the connection. Let's tab again. We have a domain, which in this case is Derek. We'll tab. We can save these settings so that every time you come in, you don't have to enter your username and password. It would remember that. As soon as you hit the connect button, it would pass that username and password along to the other computer you're logging into. Let's tab again. We have a save as button. We have an open. Those save as, open has to do with saving the settings, and it'll also save your username and password. We have the connect.
Cancel.
Help. And options. If we press the spacebar on the options button, all these options will disappear and we'll be left with the few options we had when we first came into the program. Let's tab again.
Tab control, general window 5.
There's another tab that's really important besides this general tab, so we'll arrow right.
Display two,
we have a display tab.
Local resources three,
and a local resources tab. This tab is extremely important because if we just press tab. Bring to this computer. This refers to the sounds. Any sound events that are going to occur on the server side or your Windows XP Professional computer should be brought over to the client side or our laptop here. That way, if there's any speech via software speech generated on the Windows XP Professional machine, it's going to have to come over here to the laptop here before we can hear what's going on. So that's important to have. Any multimedia sounds that you may have generated by the server side of the Pro machine will then be sent over here to the home machine or the laptop, and we'll be able to hear those sounds. So just make sure that this is set to bring to this machine. Let's tab again.
Combo box apply Windows key combinations, for example, low tab. Bottom and full screen, mode only free of free.
Apply Windows key combinations such as Alt-Tab and Full Screen. What this means is that as you're in full screen mode with this remote desktop client connection, keys such as Alt-Tab are going to apply to the server side. So if you have multiple programs running on the laptop here, Alt-Tab won't get you back and forth to the programs on this laptop. Alt-Tab will get you back and forth between programs on the server side or our Windows XP Professional computer. Let's tab again. Local devices, disk drives. This means that the disk drives here on the laptop would be seen by the desktop once we log in via remote desktop. If not, you'll only see the drives on the server side or our Pro machine. We'll tab again. We have printers that can be shared. And serial ports that can be shared. And we have a connect button again. So the two most important tabs would be the general tab and this local resources tab. Let's tab again. Maybe cancel. Help. Options. And we're back to the tab control, where we can arrow to the left again to get to general. And now we're ready to connect to our remote desktop machine. So we'll tab, and we'll type in our IP address. Here in my home network, it's 192.168.1.2. And we'll tab. My username is Carlos, so I'll leave that the same. We'll tab again. Now our password, I'll type that in. There. And now we're ready to connect. So I'll tab. And now we'll press the space bar. And there we go. We're logging into our remote desktop side. And we're logged in. For some reason, our speech is kind of strange, but at least you can tell that we are logged in and we're using the software speech, which is DeckTalk Access 32 on our server side, and that sound is being sent through the network to our laptop here. So we can tab around. Let me slow down the speech here. There we go. That's good enough. Now let's tab around. Now we have a clock. We're on the taskbar. We'll tab. So we're on the desktop. We're controlling the Windows XP Professional machine. Let's go to the Start menu. Now I have the Start menu of my Windows XP Professional machine with a slight difference. And this is how you can really for sure tell that you're logged into a remote desktop session, because this one item does not appear any other time. At least I've never seen it appear any other time. I'll arrow up.
Disconnect.
We have a disconnect item in the Start menu where we can disconnect from our remote desktop session. Everything other than that is pretty much the same. Let's go ahead and go to Programs with P.
Programs to program. Accessories of program. Accessories
now
of program.
We'll go to Accessories.
Accessibility of program.
And let's go to Notepad with N.
N. Menu closed. Button. Start. Untitled Notepad. Edit box.
Now we've opened Notepad. Keep in mind, this is Notepad opening on the server side. There are no programs opening on this laptop right now. I'm in complete control over my Windows XP Professional machine with this laptop. All the keystrokes apply with the Windows key to bring up the Start menu and the Alt key to bring up the menu bar and Control key combinations, Alt key combinations. Everything is going to be passed along to the remote desktop server side, being our Windows XP Professional desktop here. If I type a sentence,
T-size-H-I-S.
I'm writing this.
Space.
Is.
I-S-space.
Now you can hear me pressing the space bar, hopefully, and then you can hear the responsiveness.
A. Space. T. 3.
Oh, I messed up.
E. 3. E. S. T.
There. And period.
Period. Space.
I hit space again.
Space. Space.
It's slightly sluggish, but there's a lot of stuff going on here. Keep in mind that what we're hitting on this keyboard on the laptop must be sent through the network to the remote desktop server, and then the speech is being generated and sent back through the network. So it's not bad for what all is happening here. However, since we do have Window Eyes on this laptop and Window Eyes on the server, the desktop machine, we can use the laptop's Window Eyes as a speech synthesizer, and therefore we can eliminate some of the bandwidth required in our session. Let's disconnect from this particular session. Go to the Start menu. And keep in mind, I left Notepad open. When we log back in, we'll be back where we left off. I'll hit the up arrow key.
Disconnect. Dialogue.
And disconnect and press Enter.
Menu closed. Button. Disconnect. Dialogue. Disconnect Windows. Are you sure you want to disconnect? Default. Button. Disconnect.
Are you sure? Now, we're back to just the plain old laptop, and you can tell the immediate change in the voice because we've disconnected from our remote desktop machine. Now, what I'd like to show you is how you can use Window Eyes here on the laptop or on the local machine as a speech synthesizer. What we have to do is go to the Start menu. I'll press my Windows key.
Start menu.
And P for Programmed. And what we're interested in is the Window Eyes group. Press W. And press Enter here on the Window Eyes group. And we do want the Advanced Options menu. We'll press Enter. We don't want the Video Support Maintenance, but we can arrow down. And we have Virtual Channel Maintenance. Let's press Enter. Okay, so now we can enable the Citrix virtual channel support or the remote desktop. We want the remote desktop. We'll tab. Tab again. And press the space bar. Okie dokie. So we did that. That was pretty painless. Now we'll log back into our remote desktop machine. Go to Start, P for Programs, need Accessories, and Enter. We need Communications, and Enter. And we'll press R for Remote Desktop. Now, in this case, we're back into our remote desktop connections settings where we can type in the IP address. What I need to do is we need to go to Options so we can type in the username and password, because I haven't saved that. If you plan on using this a lot, you can save those settings like I mentioned earlier. But for now, I'm going to use shortcut keys. I know that O is the shortcut key. I'm going to hit Alt-O. And now I can tab. I'll type in my IP address, 192.168.1.2, tab, username's there, that's fine, we'll tab again, and we'll type in our password, and now we can just press enter. And now we should be connected. Now, if you disconnect like I did and then reconnect, there's no announcement confirming that you're reconnected. You just have to kind of play around and make sure. So I'm going to press a key here.
Start menu.
There we go. I pressed the Start menu key, and we heard Start menu. We'll hit Alt to get out of the menu.
Menu closed. Button. Start.
I can Alt Tab.
Untitled notepad. Untitled notepad.
And what's here? This is a test. So like I said, this is exactly where we left off. We simply disconnected from the remote desktop server. We didn't close the program or anything. So all we did was disconnect, and then now we've reconnected. Now what I'd like to show you is that we can use the local copy, the copy of WindowEyes here on the laptop as the speech synthesizer. We'll press Control Backslash to access the WindowEyes control panel.
WindowEyes active notepad .000 associated notepad .000.
We'll silence that. And keep in mind, this will only work if you enable the virtual channel, which I just did before I logged back in. Now we'll go to the File menu.
F. Open all program.
And we'll hit Y for the Select Synthesizer dialog.
Y. Menu closed. Response. S synthesizers.
And it's on the DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes, the copy that's tied to WindowEyes. That's the speech synthesizer that's being used right now. Let's go ahead and press the End key to go to the end of the list.
Virtual Microsoft RDP.
That's the one we want, but there's another one right above it.
Virtual Citrix Metaframe.
Virtual Citrix Metaframe. That's if you're logging into a Citrix Metaframe server. But we need the last option. We'll go back down.
Virtual Microsoft RDP,
Remote Desktop. So let's press Enter and find out what happens. Now we're using the voice on the laptop. Now this is actually pretty neat because if we go back over here to our notepad, our alt tab, and let's go to the bottom, make sure we're at the bottom, press enter. Now we'll start typing. And now we are extremely responsive, just as if we were sitting at the computer itself. But we're not. We're in the remote desktop session. We can verify that again if you're not sure by going to the Start menu and arrow up once. We have a disconnect option, which I've never seen available any other time, just using the computer in a normal fashion and not using the remote desktop session. We'll leave the Start menu with the Alt key. Alt tab back over to Notepad. Silence that. Silencing and just everything is extremely responsive. You can tell now I'll press the space bar several times. And see how extremely responsive we are now. And again, this is with WindowEyes on both sides of the connection. The difference is, like I said, you're using the speech here on the client side of the connection. Instead of having the server side generate that speech, send it through the network, and then being played through the client side of the connection. The speech is actually being generated here on the client now. So the only thing that WindowEyes is sending from the server is just the information that this local copy, this client copy here, needs to speak here on the laptop. You can do about anything that you normally do in a remote desktop session that you would do while sitting at that actual computer. You can run other programs such as Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel. You could even chat in MSN Messenger or surf the web in Internet Explorer. The main difference, keep in mind once again, that these are programs that you're running on the server side. These programs are not opening and being run on the client here. So if you open Internet Explorer in a remote desktop session, you're actually opening Internet Explorer on the server machine and not the local machine. You just simply have full control over your server machine, just like a remote control for a television. You don't have to be standing at the television pushing buttons to change the channel. You can sit back with a remote control and change the channels. However, the nice thing about remote desktop is that you don't have to even be home to use it. Oftentimes, I leave my computer set up to accept remote desktop connections, and I go to my university, which is across town, in the computer lab, and log into my machine and check my email. The reason I do that is so that I can use the email client that I wish to use without installing it on the lab's computers, and I don't have to go through configuring the lab's software because the software here on my computer is already configured the way I want it. I also don't have to worry about any security problems with when I leave the lab that somebody's going to somehow get into my account and be able to view my mail because my mail's not stored on that machine. It's stored on my computer here at home. Well, that about wraps it up, our third and final segment of our overview on what's new in WindowEyes 4.5. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, please email me at carlos@acbradio.org. That's carlos@acbradio.org.